up panic.
Okay, buddy, sorry. Okay, we have a Gonza Sugi over here. Yeah? All sorts of cases. So now, how's the Rambam Paskin? How's the Rambam Paskin? So everyone's very busy with the Rambam, the steering the Rambams. But before we get to steering the Rambam, let's see how the Rambam passes the sugya. The beginning of Lachid Gimel. Rambam says, Shachar Rav Echad, Rav Vishnayim, Vishlim Midrasa, Eba Grama, Reza Ksheh, Shrei Nishchat Hashir Kirai. Okay? So first Rambam tells me, he argues in Rashi. Right? How's Ram arguing Rashi? How's being Ram arguing Rashi? Got Ram back in Gemara. Ram says again, Shachar Rav Echad, Oy Rav Shnayim, V'Hishlim B'Drasa, Oy B'Hagrama. I guess we can add Achlad as well. Harezek Sheirish, Oy Nishchad Hashir Kiroi. Why is that Ram arguing Rashi?
Rashi says that the suffix is being passed.
Because Rashi learns that the suffix of Gemara, of Hichlid, Aishab, and Mid Saman, is not Mid Basra. And Rashi says, Teiku Luchumra. Ram says, Pasha Rezek Shera. Like the shrimp that argued in Rashi, why? Share, Nishcha, the Shikh Roy. The Shikh was, he did Shechted Roy of the Simon Kiroi. The good Shikh. Maybe he can't pass it. Okay, so first off, Ram is telling me the Hichlid Mid Samanim. It's not like Rashi. Now, Higurim Chila Shlish, V'Shachat Shnei Shlish, Arezuk Sheira. Or Shachat Shlish, V'Higurim Shlish, because of Shachat Shlish Achrayin, also Ksheira. Higurim Shlish, V'Shachat Shlish, because of Higurim Shlish, Higurim Shach V'Higurim is Psula. So who's the Rambam Paskin like?
Yehuda.
Like a Yehuda. Contra Puna, Higrim, Shachat, Vihigrim, is kosher. Why? Because, why is it kosher? Because Nafka Chiyusa, Beshchitaka Nafka, Contra Puna. And therefore, by Shachat, Higrim, Shachat, where it's not. With Nafach Yusa, which is by the Raiv, it's not Beshchit, it's Pasal. And Ram says, Shacha Higm Shacha is kosher. Like Rabbi Yehuda that holds what? As long as you have. What's Rabbi Yehuda Shita? Bina and Ruba Beshchita. You have Ruba Beshchita and it's kosher. If I can't have Higm Shacha Higrim, you don't have Ruba Beshchita. And Higrim and Higrim, Shachat Beshachat. Higrim Shachat B'Shachat. What's Alacha? Ram says it's kosher. Why?
No,
what about Rav Huna? What?
No, it would be also fine. Because the middle part's fine.
If you were in that case, Ram was even kosher for Rav Huna because Kinapak Nafach Yusa, it's B'Shchita. So that's not an issue. Okay, so that's Pashin, how the Rambam Paskins, like Rabbi Yehuda. So far, so good. Then the Rambam gets a little complicated. Rambam says, Im Doras, a Hichlid, Bain Beshlish Arishay, Bain Beshlish Emtsay, Erez Epsul. Here the Rambam says something which is not clear what he means. Im Doras, a Hichlid. Did a psul shchita bein b'shlish harishayin bein b'shlish emtsai harayz a psula. So b'shlish emtsai means you shechted shachat hichlid shachat daras b'shachat. Then that's chayr pashit that it's pasul shachat hichlid b'shachat, right? So there, even for Yehuda, it's possible. Why? You did right b'shchita, shachat shlish, shachat shlish. So why is it possible? Shachat hichlid b'shachat. What? Is it psul? Is it psul? Is it psul chalada? So what are you telling me that you shachat you shachat shnei shlish? Right, you did right b'shchita. Very nice. You did right b'shchita, but you also did a psul. Shachat hichlid. You did a psul in the middle, and it's different than hagrama. It's different than hagrama. Why? Why is it different than hagrama? Hagrama is also psul.
Hagrama is not a
makom shchita. What? Hagrama is not a makom shchita. Hagrama is not a makom shchita. So therefore, it doesn't passel. It's just it's not a shchita. So there, it's not a shchita psul. So forget about that hagrama. I had the shachat. The shlish rishain and the shlish achrain. A shachat, the shlish rishain, the shlish achrain. Therefore, it's kosher. And the hagram in the middle doesn't passel. Mashenkein. If there was chalad in the middle, or dross in the middle, then it passels. What?
Would the Ran argue on that?
Which Ran?
What
S? The Ran yesterday said that Hagrama is a Makom Shchita.
No.
Rabbi
Yehuda.
It's
not Rabbi Yehuda.
Rabbi
Yehuda. The Ran said that's Machlai Yehuda, right? Ran passed by Rabbi Yehuda. Right, I'm talking about Rabbi Yehuda. So just Derech Agav, at this point, that Hagrama is not a shchita, and that's why it doesn't pass for Rabbi Yehuda. So Chari have to say that for Rabbi Yehuda, Hagrama, right, is not a psul. Hagrama is not a makom shchita. So we bring mechalik in the Rambam, right, between Hagrama and Chalada and Drasa, right. The drasa is a psul in the shchita. Chalada is a psul in the shchita. Shenkein hagrama, which is not a shchita. So right? Oh, so shayla like this. Shayla like this. This is where Abraham had this haara. Point is, I don't know who the haara was. We have haara like this. B'chayim Yehuda. We see that Hagram is not a psul. It's just not kosher shchita. So if that's right, that's why it's different. That's why Hagram in the middle doesn't passel. As long as you have a shchita without it, it's okay. It's not a psul. If it's a psul, then it doesn't help you. Like we see by Chalada, we're just seeing in Rambam, right? So now my question is: so Lefi Rashi. So how could Lefi Rashi? Why is Hagram of the mid basra a psul? Fear of Yehuda. In other words, when Rashi paskins on Laman on Beis, yeah, Kerbon and Trufai, that Shachat Shnei Shlish, Vehigrim Shlish, Shachat Shnei Shlish, Vehigrim Shlish, Rashi paskins like the Chamim of the Lishna Kama. Yes? And why? Because it's like Rashi puts together with the Gemara Safik of Hichlid Mitzimanim or Shab Mitzimanim. Papa Shailing Marlam Beis. Rashi goes, Hey, Kuluchumra. Therefore, Rashi says, Mel is going to impact on the Sugi Yates, our Sugya of Hagrama. And therefore, Shachat Shnei Shlish, V'Higrim Shlish, so even though that was only one side, Lefi one Lashon, right? Lefi the Chamim, Lefi Lishna Kama, Shachat Shnei Shlish, V'Higrim Shlish, Rashi Paskins, that's straight. Why? Because that's a takeaway, that's a Papa Shaila. Is there Psulim in the Mi'at Basra? Even though that's in the Shechidus Kasher, like Ram said in the beginning, it's partially the Shechidus Kasher, you can't passel it. Rashi says, no, that's a proper Shaila. But the shayla is though, if you're shayla is though, if you're be Yehuda, and we don't really say see that anyone's going to really argue in that, unless we're going to have to say that's good for the machleket. But I'm saying, if you're be Yehuda, we see that Hagram is not a pesuk. Hagram is not what? I know that. The question is though, but where do we see a machleket on this nakuda? Where do we see a machloekes on this nakuda, whether or not hagrama is a psul? And we see in Rabbi Yehuda. One second. We see in Rabbi Yehuda the chayyad hagrama is not a psul, correct? That's why the chiluk in hagrama in the middle shlish doesn't passel. All the psulim will passel. So now. Question is, do we see anyone in the sugya that argues? There's even a Huna that says there is a problem, right? That's only because the chiyas has to be b'shchita. Rav Huna is not arguing. Rav Huna that says shachat higim v'shachat is pasul. What's the reason for that? You need it, the chiyas has come out b'shchita. Okay, so he's not arguing on what is hagrama. It's not a kosher shchita that less matapali. Question whether it's a psul shchita or just a lack of shchita. Rav Huna says even though it's a lack of shchita, but since it's in the middle, and you know the Ran says you go with that. Well, that because it's considered makom shchita, whatever it is, meila you don't have a shchita. Mitzias chis, yeah, kinat b'chius is not b'shchita. But he's not arguing fundamentally with Rabbi Yehuda as to what is the psul of agrama. So now, if that's true, so then according to Rashi. Unless the Chum themselves argue, the Chum and Rabbi Yosi. What? I said so. Unless we say, but it's also not pashut that you don't. Unless we say in the Lishna Kama, the Rabbanon have to hold that. Rabbi Yehuda and the Banim Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Huna, both of them hold that Hagram is not a psul. Okay, that's why if Rabbi Yehuda is kosher, you can start at the beginning and the end. And if Rav Huna, the only problem is because it was Yatsan and the Napachiusa without Shechita. Now that's all in Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda, but in the Lishna Kama, where they're arguing. In the Lishna Kama, what's the machlokes by shachat shnei shlish v'higim shlish? The Rabbanan pasul. So the question is, what is the machlokes? Lefi Rashi, what's he saying? Machlokes. So Abraham's saying that the Rabbanan do all that hagram is a psul. That's why shachat shnei shlish v'higim shlish is possible. Yeah. What? So the question is though. So what is that the machlokes between Rabbi Yehoshua and Rabbanan and Lishna Kama and Firashi?
So why would that be like?
One second. What? Because Rashi is what. That's what Papa Shaila. Papa Shaila was that. That was the Shaila. We paskin like. No, but one second. Okay, for Papa, Masafik Rashi is Mimachmer. Some are showing them. We'll see about how we pass the Ma'isa. It's a big mess. But look, I want to know Lefi Rashi and Naflamin. Yeah, that he learns your Papa Shaila is Machlekes Batsem, the Rabbanon, and Rabbi Yosi in Lishna Kama, right? And in a proper teiku, will going to come like Rabbana, but the machlokes is not in what is agrama? Is agrama psul or not? That's not the machlokes. according to Lishna Kama, Lefi Rashi. Rashi says that a papa is mesupik. What's the din by Shaha or Hichlid or Higrim the Miyad Basra? That's where papa Shaya. Yeah? It comes out in Rashi. Yeah? Papa has the same Shaya. Three places. Higrim, Shaha, and Hichlid. What, and what is the Shaila? What is the papa Shaila? And because of the Teiku, he passed all three his puzzle like a Chamim. That's what Rashi said. Rabbanu Trufai. That means their papa Shaila is Machlaikas Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbanu. And what is a papa Shaila? What is Kutsa and papa Shaila for Rashi? What's a papa Shaila for Rashi?
If you finish a shechita, it doesn't make a difference, or since it's part of the
shechita,
it's still
passed. Since you finish, it's part of shechita. Thank you. So that's a shaila. The shaila of a papa, yeah, is a universal question. It's a very broad question. It's not a mitzumtzum shaila by, yeah. It's not a gevissa shaila legabe hagrama. What the psul hagrama is? It's a general question. When you have a psul at the end of the shechita, does it pass or not? That it's one big shaila, which is again all three cases. That right? That means that means the assumption, the question of M. Cain is that Agram is a psul. So that's the machlokes of Rashi between Lishna Kama between Rabban and Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. That's the machlokes. Our papa is b'machriya. Our papa is mesupik Hari Paskin, and then the takeum we go l'chumra. So that means that's not the machlokes of Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, which I think Rabbi was trying to suggest. Everyone agrees that it's a psul. And in the Lishna Kama. And in the Lishna Basra, that changes. Well, why should that change in the Lishna Basra? Why should that necessarily change? If it was a psul, then why did it become ice psul? Okay. There's still room, Malcolm in over here. Let me just, Mr. Kane, what the problem is and think about it sometime. Yeah? When you're out on a run, you can think about it. Yeah? The question that we're just, we're leave with questions like this. We saw in the Rambam, and that's best in the Gemara, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, yeah, Zebi. Shachat, Hirgim, Shachat is kosher. Said, and the Rambam tells me though, what about Shachat, Hichlid, Shachat? That's for sure possible. Yeah? What's the difference? Hichlid is a psul, and Hirgim is not a psul. It's just, you know, you're not. It's not a good shechita, but it's not a psul. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, as long as you have Rabbi B'shechita, you're good. Yeah? But if there's a psul in the middle, it's possible. Okay. But according to Rashi, that's comes out in the Gemara. So it comes out that Hagram is not a psul, according to Yehuda. Okay? And Ravun is not arguing with that. That's not his argument. Yeah, there's different reasons why it's possible, not because it's a psul here. Okay? It means both Ravun and Yehuda hold that Hagram is not a psul. It's just a lack of shechita and not a psul. Okay? Now, Rashi on Lamina Bates Patskins. Shachat Shnei Shlish Vigim Shush is Patsol, because that's Nichlan Rapapa Shaila of Hichlid Shah Higrim B'miyat Simana, which means Miyat Basra according to Rashi. And the topic is, do we say that once you Shachat right, it's not a problem, or no, since you continue, it's part of Shechita, as Moshe so eloquently told us before. Now, it's a question, but this obviously assuming that is a psul. Because if a grom is just a lack of shechita, then be shachat shnei shlish. Behigrim shlish, there's no reason why it shouldn't be possible. You have a shechita. You have a shechita. Yeah. You have a Yehuda. You have a Huna. That it was Yotzechiusa b'shechita. Yeah. Everything's good. So why is it possible? Because we did a psul at the end of the shechita. So it's clear in Rashi, in Maskana, Yeah? Baser Papa, that Hagrama is a psul. It's not just a lack of Shechita. Yeah? It's a psul. Okay, that's very clear in Rashi. Right? Because otherwise, Shachat Shnei Shlish, the Higam Shlish would not be possible. If it's not a psul, just a lack of Shechita, so forget about the last, the Hagrama at the end. I have a good Shechita. Or Shachat Shnei Shlish. And it doesn't fit together with Higrim, sorry, Hichlid, or Shah B'miyat Basra. Because there's the psul. There is a psul. And a grama is not a psul. El Maitz Mukhan Rashi, Alibid Amnes, that a grama is a psul. Okay, that's clear. Okay, those facts are clear. That it's clear in the Gemara that it's not a psul according to Yehuda, and it's clear in Rashi and Maskana that it is a psul. Yeah, is that very clear? Because Yehuda says, Shachat Higim and Shachat is kosher. Right? Because you have the Roy B'Shechita. If Hagram is a psul, then it would be like Hichle in the middle, which is possible. Okay? Sorry, Pasha. One second. So Elamai, it's not a psul. And if we want to argue for a different reason. But Lamai is going to Rashi, and Rashi is going to listen to Kama of the Gemara, that the Machlaikis, according to Rav Huna, Amar Rav Asi, yeah, is Shachash Neishlish, Vichlishlish, Machlaikis, Rabbanan, and Rezer B'Yud. Okay? So according to Rashi, the Machlaikis is whether or not, what's Machlaikis? Do we say that since I Shech the Tusimah, I Shech the Roy, I can't passel it? Or no? That's good for Machlaikis. Or I say, then no, in fact you continue, is a problem. That's the Machlaikis according to Rashi. Okay? And that, according to Papa, according to Rashi. But that has to be assuming that Hagram is a psul. Okay? So in the Lishna Kama, for sure Hagram is a psul. At the end of the Gemara, we have Machlaikis, Ruhuna, and Yehuda, then it's not a psul. Shaila is, where and why did it change somewhere from the top of the Gemara to the bottom of the Gemara? So in other words, okay, there's a Lishna Achrina in the middle. Shaila is, in the Lishna Achrina, did it have to change? The Lishna Achrina, is the Lishna Achrina mochiach, or is it mochiach saying Lishna Achrina, that we fell off of this Havana in what Agram is? That's something that needs Ian. Why that necessarily happened? Okay, Adka. Now,
why did the Gemara in Lamed bring the Raya of Rav Lozer Barman Yomi? It's the same.
It's not a question. Topic. Nothing to do with our discussion. We're not learning the Lamed now. You could have thought otherwise,
Why
didn't we ask? Okay, but this is a totally side question, which is going to throw everyone off. So you want to talk about it tonight? We can talk about it as long as you want, okay? This is not the kind of question that moves the share along, so
we'll save that for tonight. Kama, would that be possible also?
Who said Zenim Psalm in Kama? Okay, again, this is a question that's going to... Okay, let's go back to the Rambam, okay? Now, so that was so far so good in the Rambam. Question is, what does Rambam mean when he says Dar is a Hichlid v'shlisha Rishon? Okay, what is Shlisha Rishon? Right, what is Shlisha Rishon? So, if he just means you know, just take those words by themselves, you hit you a Daras Hichlid v'shlisha Rishon, and you finish shechting. So it's possible. That's would be the simple, without thinking, reading of the Rambam. If that's true. Then everyone has a problem with the steer in the Rambam. Lomo. What does Rambam say? What does Rambam say in Locha Yud? And more particularly, how does the Rambam learn Rav Papa? Oh, see, we all learned enough Lama. Huh? How does Rambam learn Rav Papa? Hichla mit Simon, and what does that mean, Shlomo? V'chein im Shachat. Miyat hasiman ba'achlada, megamra hashchita shloi ba'achlada. Harei zeh safek nevela. Why is it a safek nevela? Because that's a Papa Shaila of Hichlub, Miyat Simonim, as opposed to Rashi learns it means Miyat Basra, Rama learns it means Miyat Kama. Miyat Kama. And that we say, I read this off in the Vela. So Hichlub, Miyat Kama, then you finish your Shechita, that's a Suffolk of the Gemara, Teku, Lechumra, but it's only a Suffolk. What?
Because the Mishnah
in Alchid Gimel?
Yeah.
In one pshat, whatever. A simple pshat in Rambam is Mir Kama means Mir Kama, not the. Okay. And how's the Kes Mishnah and Alach Yud seems learning around Kipshuta, right? No? Megomar Shechita B'Kash. So where Kes Mishnah learns Gemara Shailas, what is a Suffolk? Yeah, right, so what are two tzadim? Mi Aminon, Shir Hashem Shechita Dain Uroiv, Hasimonim, Be'inon, Bachlod. In order to pass what we need, the whole Hechsher Shechita is Bipsul. Or no, I feel me at Pasla Chalada, Mao Tegel, Chum of Avenel, and Misafik. So when Kesemer, the mission over here learns the Safik, Eshlom, what is the Safik? Who we need? The Bipsul Chalada, Lachar, what is the Bipsul Drasa? Maybe Bipsul Shia, is it, no, not Shia, is it the Bipsul Chalada and Drasa? Is it the amount of Shechita that you need in the whole share of Shechita, right? Or even a little bit, that's Gemara Shaila. It remains safe. So if the Rambam over there says, the Safik, so how can Rambam over here say, Harei Zip Sula? That's the big problem that everyone has over there. Okay. So there's numerous Pshatim over here. So, the Kesem Mishnah over here, I believe later, he brings it down, that's how the Reben Shoshan, who is a Ben Dair of the Rivash, he was a Ben Dair of the Rivash, and all the Shiles of the Rivash, Abdul Kabbalah is with him. He has a personal office where he tackles the Rambam's my idea Bakir. Okay, that's not for now. But anyway, the Reben Shoshan, the Ben Dair the Rivash, and the Kesem Mishnah, they learn what's Gemara Shaila. What? How do you answer the Rambam? What is Rambam here talking about? So that the Rambam say basically is simply is not talking about when it was Hichlev Amid. Simonim, or Dara, I'm sorry, Dara's Hichl, Bein Bishlish Rishon, Bein Bishlish Amtsai, means Bishlish Harisha, it means you did the Shlish Rishon, then you shecht it. Elamai, it's a Hemshech, or the Rambam before. The Hemshech of what we're talking about, of Hichl, of Higrim, and Higrim Shlish Bechulu. Yeah? So it says the Kesemish. Yeshleim, Masham Rabbeinu, Shem Daras, Ayichle, Bishlish Rishai, Psula, Kach Pirushai. Im Daras, Ayichle, Shlish Rishai, Vishach Ayach, Bishlish Shaini, Vidaras Ayichle, Bishlish Shlishi. So Ram says, if he was Daras Ayichle, Bishlish Rishai, yeah, what he means is, I'm gonna take out Higrim, or do my Higrim till now, I'm going to put in Hichlid or Daras. So in other words, so when Rambam says, Daras a Hichlid, Bein Mishlish Rishon, Bein Mishlish Emtzai, Reis a Psula, he means the two cases. What? Rambam just told me a second ago, Higrim Shlish, Bishachat Shlish, because of Higrim Shlish Achrei, Raise the psula. Says the Kesher Mishnah, what is that? And so now what am I going to do? I'm going to take out Higger and put in Hichlid. Meaning, Hichlid shlish rishon mishachad yafesh shlisheni. Midara say Hichlid shlish lishi. Mechay, im shachad shlish rishon. Midara say Hichlid shlish emtsai. Okay, that. Veshach yafesh shlish achra. I raise a psula claim in the veil of adites. So in other words, what the Rambam is doing, he's substituting Hichlid, the daras, for Higrim. So now,
did they add up?
What?
Achlad and Jerusa, did they add up to the puzzle?
What do you mean to add up?
If you have a third and a third, would they add up to make it?
Well, before that, let's talk about what the Kesher Mishnah says, what the Rambam is saying. And what? The Rambam just told me before, Shachat, Higrim v'shachat, it's kosher. Yes? Higrim v'shachat, the Higrim is possible. That's by Agrama, but by Chalado Drasa, in both cases it's possible. Obviously, Hichlid, Shachat, the Hichlid, yeah, it's not going to be better than Higrim. But the other case, where it's Shachat, with Shachat, Higrim and Shachat, then, I'm sorry, Shachat, Higrim, instead of Higrim, it's Hichlid, then that's what the Rambam is being Mechadish, that's possible. So y'all died al atain alayma, k'shem shabak ramu shachat shliv, higrim shliv, shachat shliv, Shayra can adim midrasa mechalado. Zama d'loishna hichlit shlish v'shachat shlish v'hichlit shlish kagavna filu bagram v'psula loishna shachat shlish v'hichlit shlish v'shachat shlish hakapasol midrasa mechalado. And the nice one, given by Inu, and there's a whole gemara dafka magrama. Shamina dafka magrama. Why magrama? Because it's not a shechita, aval shar psulin b'chol inyan pasul. But tafish agrama ain't a makom makom shechita. Okay, shachat shliv achram makom shechita. Reish shachat shnei shlishim makom shechita. Malon ben mitzayi shigim kimi shachat shnei shlishim mukayma. Aval achlad b'adrasa shem makom shechita b'emza the pasuls. That's the case of Mishnah. Simple pshat the Rambam. What? Oh, according to the Kesher Mishnah, that unlike Hagrama, where even though Higim Shach the Higim is possible, Shach Higim Shach is kosher, by Chalada and Drasa, even Shachat Hichlid, Hichlid Daras in the middle of third. Then with Shachat, it's going to be possible. That's Kesher Mishnah. Simple Pshat in the Rambam. No, it's the hemshif of Agrama. It's comparing and contrasting Agrama with Chalada. Very simple Pshat in the Rambam. Then he goes on to say, what about Avo? Because Shachat mir a simana b'achlada. Okay, let's go back to Locha Yud. Shachat mir a simana b'achlada. The Gomer b'kashrus, which is Gemara Safik. Then, Misafkalon. Misafkalon. Yeah?
Who's it going?
What?
Wasn't that the case
No. No.
But what is the case of Yigimel?
The case of Yigimel is Hichlid, Shachat, Hichlid, or Shachat, Hichlid, the Shachat. Now we're talking about Hichlid, Aydaras, the meat, and you finish the shechita, okay? Which is a lachia, hichlid the meat simanin, mal, and that's a safik. That I made the safik, tegel chumra, but it's a safik. So what is that case? So here the case of the Mishnah, this talks more than what he did over there, and this might become the nafkamina lagabe Yosef's question on the shach. Hopefully we'll get to it. Okay? But let's just read the Kesher Mishnah has to contrast halacha yud with halacha yud gimel. Explain to me why Why would he say it in Lachi Gimel doesn't apply in Lachi Yud? What is the Shaila in Lachi Yud? So here, he says like this. So what's the Shaila? He did... Yeah? Al Kishach again. Miyut HaSimon HaBachlata. The Gomar B'Kashers. Yishach Miyut HaSimon HaBachlata. The Gomar B'Kashers. Misaf Galon. So what's the Safak of Gemara? Do we say, hooray, you have Roiv Shchita Bekashrus, Behechshir? Yes? And you have Mapach Yusa Bekashrus, because when we went over 50% mark, it was Beshchita. So that's what's kosher. That's interesting why the Kesef Mishnah brings in this side of maybe Chuz Bekashrus, and Rav Pasa Rav Yehuda. That's Rav Huda Shprach. Yeah? Of maybe Chuz Bekashrus. That is not a gay to us. The Kesef Mishnah didn't have to bring that in. He's just saying that the Gemara itself forgives both of them. What?
The other
group,
the Kirsa Rashi doesn't like.
No, because Ramadan, he's saying two things. Why are you saying two things? He's saying either both you have Rav Shita and you have that. According to that Gizra Rashi, he's always saying that. It's not both. Can't be taken either two. Yeah? So the commission brings out the first side of this caution, because you have both. First of all, you have Rav Shita Bechshir. And you have maybe Chusa Aydilma Beina Ruba Kama Beshchita Veleka, yeah. Beina Ruba Kama Beshchita. Dahainu, yeah. That even though you have Roy Beshchita, but the Ruba Kama is not the Ruba Kama is not the actual Shchita. The Ruba Kama is partially Bechalada. And therefore, that is the problem, where Kesef Mishnah is saying. The fact that it's partially, right? Partially, yeah? The Ruba, the Mir Kama was Bechalada. So that means that you don't have the first 51% Behechsher Shechita. Meaning, so when the Kesef Mishnah said on the first side, that you have Roy B'Shechita, that means we're not including the Chalada. When the Kesef Mishnah explains the Gemara Shaila, do we say, let's go in review the Shprach, yeah? They need Roy B'Shechita. So do we say you have Roiv B'Shechita? Or no, you don't have the Roiv, the Ruba Kama B'Shechita. Yeah, that's the Gemara Safik, where he's explaining now. Yeah? Which is maybe different than we said before, we're trying to figure that out. Why did he switch over here? But let's first see what he's saying over here. What he's saying over here is, the Gemara Shaila is, do you say that Harei, you have Roiv B'Shechita? That's when he says Roy B'Shechita, he means that discounting the, let's say, 20% of the Chalada, you did, altogether you did 71%, just the numbers, yeah? So it means you have Roy B'Shechita. I know you have Roy B'Shechita without the Chalada. You have Roy B'Shechita without the Chalada. That's one side, if it's kosher, fear of Yehuda. Or no, a new side. The new tzad, you need that the roiv kama has to be behechsher shechita, and over here only 31% of the roiv kama was behechsher shechita, 20% was bechalada. So the truth of the matter is, I really don't understand this bechal. What is the tzad that should be good? According to Yehuda, shachat. Higrim v'shachat. What's the din?
Kasher.
Shachat, higrim v'shachat.
Kasher.
What?
Kasher.
I should be able to wake up at 2 in the morning and then ask you that. If you're sleeping at 2 in the morning. Yeah? Shachat, Higim, v'shachat. What's the din? Fear of Yehuda. It's kosher. So even though the Rav Kama was not Meshchita, who cares? According to Yehuda, what do you need? What are you looking for? You're looking for Rav, Rav Meshchita. Even the end. The end goes to Mimitzar. So I don't, the way Kesmish is describing the Gemara Shaila, I don't understand. I'm not getting it. What's the second side that should be possible? Okay? Now, the Chayra and Halacha Yud, did Kesmish is saying something else. He's saying a different tune over there. What he's saying over there, their Shaila was, yeah? The Shaila there was, what is the shear of psul? What is the shear of psul chalada? Is the shear of psul chalada the amount of, like, the shear of shechita? Or is the shear of psul chalada even a mi'at? So in other words, hichlid, the mi'at kama. The shail is, what is the shear of the psul of chalada? Is the shear of psul chalada any amount? Any, it's a psul, any, just like, drasa, chalad, all these things, you did a little bit, yeah, that's the psul. Or no, you need to do chalad, you need to do the psul in the amount of the shear of the psul is the same as the shear of shechita. Now you're right. That's the Gemara, the way the Kesemish explains the Gemara Shaila bin Rambam in Halacha Yud. That's not what he's saying over here in Halacha Gimel. And I don't know why he had to switch. Because he wants to answer the steer of the Rambams. Right? All he needs to tell me is, and Halacha Yud Gimel, we're not talking, when the Rambam says, Hichlid, yeah, Shlish, Imdar is a Hichlid, Ben Shlish Rishon, Ben Shlish Amsai, Areza Psula, yeah? All he, and I, Rambam said, there it's a Suffolk and here it's Basel. We did Hichlid, Adaras, Shlish. Teretz says, we're not talking about that you did shlish and then you continued the hechshu. It's an halachic gimel, which is discussing shlish, shlish, shlish. So we heard when Rambam says hichler idaras v'shlish, it means shlish, shlish, shlish. I know either hichlid shachat hichlid or shachat hichlid shachat. That's why it's here. So the mail has nothing to do with halachiyot. Halachiyot is when you did a psul b'miyat kama, and we want to know is that going to pass since you didn't do the psul in the amount of shir shechita. So you don't have to tell me new pshat.
The shachat higim shachat. Shachat chavada and shachat would be the same stuff as yud, right?
No.
Shachat Daras.
No.
Shachat Hechlid Shachat. Wouldn't it be the same question of, isn't it?
Shachat. So one second. The others are saying that if we keep the Kesef of Mishnah, Halacha Yud, Shaila is what is the shear of the psul of chalada, and we're not sure. Maybe you need, the shear has to be right. Okay, like Yosef, then shachat hichlid v'shachat. We only did a shlish. Vayu will be tali gemara safek. It'll only be misafek. If the safek is how much you have to do achloch, how much chalada you have to do, it's a meila. Over here, he only did a third. So therefore, Zog Yosef Gevaldik, Zmel Kesef Mishnah, has to switch what the Shaila was. Very good. What? Because if he kept what he said in Lacha Yud, which is, Hichlev Miyat Simanim, the Shaila is, wait, explained it. The shaila is, what is the shear of chalada? Is the shear chalada like the shear shechita, which is right, or the shear chalada even a mid? That's the Gemara safek. If that was the Gemara safek, Zak Yosef, then that's not going to work for us. Because in Halacha Yud Gimel, the Rambam says, Shachat, Hichlit v'shachat, where even though you only did a shlish of chalada, it's vaday pasul, right? If the shayla was in the shear, it doesn't make it that in the shear of chalada, is it a drop or 51%? It doesn't make a difference that you have to have done that shear in the middle when you went over 51%. So if you didn't do the shear of chalada, semela. So goes, that's why I guess the Mishnah had to say Nupshat over there.
What was the other way to explain it?
Therefore, guess the Mishnah says a Nupshat. What is that Nupshat? The Nupshat is, which we have a problem with, okay, but the Pshat is that Hichlid, the Mid Kama, okay? And then you went ahead and shechted roiv with kashrut shechita without chalada. So then, now what's the suffix? Do we say, "Hare, you shechted roiv according to Yehuda, you shechted roiv," or according to Rav Huna, yeah, there was not the chiyusa b'shechita. When we went over 51% mark, 50% mark, it was b'shechita. Or going to be with you shechted, besides the chalada, you shechted 51%. So maybe we're not worried about the chalada? Or do we say, no, you need, or you need 51% of shechita. You need the first 51% should be b'shechita. I still have a question, but he asked me to explain again what is the new Kesem Mishnah. So I'm just saying, explain again. Now I'll repeat my question as well. So again, the suffix is: Do you say that Harei Hichlev Mid Kama? So you have enough Shechita without that, yeah. And when you went over 51%, it's also the side that it should be good, right? Because you have both. You have more than 51% of kosher shechita, and the napach yusa was b'shechita. So both of you, Yehuda and the fear of Uno, we have a tzad to say it's kosher. The other tzad is that no, we need that, maybe only fear of Yehuda. We need that the first 51% of the shechita has to be b'kashrus. And over here it was hichlid b'mid kama. So it's part of the 51% was b'psul. M'meila, if you're b'yuda, it's going to be a problem because you need the first 51% b'shechita. If you're b'nol suffix.
What is the suffix specifically by chalada?
And that?
Any
drasa? Same thing. Why does Ram mention drasa? Either way, no matter how you learn the Ramba, I think it's Pashid, yeah? The Ramba, that there's no difference in Chalad and drasa.
What about Hagrama?
What? Hagrama is different. Hagrama is different.
Why is it starf? You ask me,
Fikas and Mishnah. Outside, we're going to have to pull the immersion again, huh? That's the wild card, you know what I mean? Anytime you get stuck, okay, just pull out that immersion, you know, that's it. You know? Okay, now, so what's my problem? My problem is that how could you say, the fear of Yehuda, you need the first 51% should be the shechita ksheira, harei shachat hirgim v'shachat, where the first 51% of the shechita was not b'shechita ksheira. What? You were higgum in the middle. Elmai, but you have 51% without that. You see, it doesn't have to, the 51% does not have to be the first 51%. You need 51%, not necessarily the first 51%.
Maybe you can say it's like the other regular.
What?
Maybe you count it because that's real percent.
It's still the first 51%. Because it's the first 51%. Because since it's not Malkum Shechita Bechal, so like, it's like the Rivam says, Yad Varegel, it's a Kohen Yad Varegel, so Mele, it's the first 51% of the Kohen. It's the first 51% of the Kohen. Very nice, very nice. Okay, very good. Okay, so that's the Kasim Mishnah. Okay? Now. Yeah? Nice pshat. Happy needs my escom. The Shach doesn't think it's a nice pshat. Yeah. The Shach doesn't like the Kasim Mishnah. And Cholad Vatnevrei and the Chukim Ma'oid. After we just spent so much time Shmaki Kesa Mishnah, Shach just like, you know, told the man the chukim ma'oid, not just the chukim, ma'oid, they near and klal, yidul ma'avin. Okay, so like, if you think it's a good pshat, you're not a maven. Okay. Ma'asa, the Rambam is pshutim. He doesn't understand what everyone's getting all busy with the Rambam over here. Yeah? V'kach dikting b'tzachas l'shoinim v'daras ha'hichlid b'ein b'shlish hori shoin b'ein b'shlish hoim tzai b'hei ha'idea. So he's going also around the Shach learned and going back on what the Rambam said till now. That higgum shlish b'shach ha'shnei shlish Shachat Shlish, Vigun Shlish, Shachat Shlish, the Ksheira. So he goes back to the case of before, two cases before, of Higrim Shlish, Shachat Shnei Shlish, or Shachat Shlish, the Higrim Shlish, Shachat Shlish, the Ksheira. Right? Again, Higrim Shlish, Shachat Shnei Shlish. Right? We said, according to both of them, it's Kasher. That's all okay. Or Higgum Shach of Higlim, where Higgum Shach Higgum Shachat, that's kosher. And now the Rambam says, oh, here we're going to have a combination. Lo yitayim akim in the Higgum Shlish Echa. Kosher, Higgum Shach HaShnei Shlitz Kosher, and Kain Huadin, Kishadaras, a Hichlit Shlish Arishay. Oyem Tzoy, yeh kosher. So in other words, the question is, this brings to Yisrael's question before the mitzvah, right? In other words, what you did was you didn't higrim shachat b'shachat. Yeah, it was hichlid higrim b'shachat. Yeah, I'm sorry. What? Daras or hichlid higrim b'shachat. One second. It's kosher either whether it was the first one and you had two shritas, or the middle one you had two shritas around it. The case of shachat higrim shachat. So now the Rambam is taking out the first shachat and putting in hichlid or daras. So it's daras, hichlid, and then higrim, and then shachat. Okay. So you might have thought, or that's the first case, or shlish emtsai. That's the case of shlish harishon. Or shlish emtsai kulaymar Shlehigrim shlish, v'shachat shnei shlish. Elhigrim shlish, daras hechlet shlish, and then shachat shlish. Then that's possible. Okay? Now, so what was the tzad over here? The tzad was, what was the tzad that should be kosher? Yeah? It was hichlid, higrim, v'shachat. What? I'm sorry. It was hichlid, higrim, v'shachat. What was the tzad that should be kosher? Or higrim, hichlid, v'shachat. What was the tzad that should be kosher? Says the shach. What was the Rambam Bavarni? Why does he have to speak it out? Teretz is, you might think that there's no tzad of the kosher. Tzad is that there should be a suffix. The tzad is that should be like hichlid b'miyat siman. So let's say you shechted, it was hichlid, yeah? And then higrim and then shachat. So you might have thought the higrim is discounted. The higrim is the foot. It's cutting the foot, Rabbi's told us. Yeah? So what am I doing over here? I was hichlid mid kama. Yeah? And then I shechted. Right? So you might think, yeah? Hichlid mikam is a suffix, right? So hichlid, higrim, v'shachat, maybe it's like higrim, it's like hichlid mikam. And it shouldn't be bad apostle, it should be a suffix.
What?
Why is it considered mikam? If you discount, say it one day. So Shail is what was the habit between the Dhamma to Hichlid Mid Kama? How is the Shach learning Hichlid Mid Kama? So certainly he's not learning like the Mishnah we just had, right? It says very clearly that you shechted, roiv without the chlap, right? And over here you did, which is hichlid, higrim, b'shachat, right? There's no tzad. Again, according to Kesem Mishnah, Lachy Gimel, that learns the suffix of hichlid mekama is that you did a proper shechita, meaning you did right with shechita. Shaila is you did hichlid in the beginning. That was shaila, right? Whether you need the rubakama, the kashas, but you have a right b'shechita. In this case, you don't have right b'shechita. So the shach, it can't be like the shach can't be like a submission, okay? But what's it in my head? It didn't say it was everything. It still has to work. You can't just like you know, brochi make a pizza. In my head, it doesn't work. You know what I mean? But l'char. Gabi's not here. I have a field day over there. The chayyur that he can still learn, the chayyur he can learn over there. The shayla over there was whether or not hichlid is a psul. Whether hichlid mikama is a pasul. Meaning, how much psul do you need? So it's a tzad hichlid mikama, you don't have enough to pasul. Yeah, miyit, a chlod of a miyit is not enough to pasul. So now, shayla is. So what's the tzad that should be good over here? What's the tzad that should be good over here?
You don't have 50 of either one.
What?
they don't have 50 of a chada or a grama.
In other words, still, in the case of Mishnah, so Shaila's now Lefina Shach, Al-Atzad, that you don't have Psul Chalada because you didn't have right. Yeah? So now, okay, there's no Psul Chalada. But Lefina Shach, yes? Is the chalada, can the chalada be served to the shechita or not? The Gemara has a suffix, hichlid miyad kama. And the Kesef Mishnah had the first version of the Kesef Mishnah, you hichlid miyad kama, and then you finish the shechita. He doesn't tell you how much you finished over there. Right? Didn't tell you. The question is, al-tzad, that there's no psul chalada, because you don't have enough of chalada. Yeah, can the chalada be mitzurif to the shechita to shech just up to 51%? Maybe that's what Nachiman with the Ramesh over there.
Why? So if chalada kosher can a grandma, why wouldn't the grandma be mitzurif?
What?
On the tzad that the chalada is mitzurif, no. So also the grandma should be mitzurif.
That's the difference. Therefore.
So why are we mistabik in chalada? You already, grandma itself is mistarif. You already had 50%.
Who's the one that mistabik in her grandma?
Wait, do we want the first rank to be shechita? We want there to be greater
than the. So, Mekitzer, one second. So if we say, yeah, if we say, Fidashak. If we say, yeah, that outside that it's kosher, outside that it doesn't passel, the girls from Mitzvah Tzuruf. Yeah, so then we understand at least one side of the shach. Why should we kosher over here? And again, what do you do over here? What do you do? Hichlid, higrim, and shechita. Question is, was it having me to say that it's kosher? Shaila is, why is it kosher? So you have to say, the tzad that's kosher is, that outside the hichlid miyad kama is not a problem, it could even be mitzurah. Then you have to ask the question, so what's the other tzad?